Where's the beef?
Here we go with a record-setting chapter in the never-ending saga, we hope, known as America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. Always a pleasure to have Double C Corey Klein as our guest. Corey is the marketing genius that came up with iBuyCows.com and the 249th most famous person to graduate from Franklin, Nebraska High School. Corey, you like that one? You are in the seats buying cattle at some of America's most prolific sale barns. What do you think of these prices, my friend?
Well, I'm extremely happy for every producer out there. They're getting a chance to market these cattle at historic prices. I hope it continues. I hope we can keep this train rolling for another 2-3 years.
Now, as a professional cattle buyer, how does that affect you? I mean, it has to affect you. How are you dealing with it?
Sure made all of these feeders come up with so much more money. If you're buying 100 head of cattle anymore, it's over $250,000. So they're having to extend some credit lines and scratch their head and make some different decisions. You know, it's the same product that they're buying. It's just at a substantially higher price.
Right on. Now, where do you see it going from here, Corey, in your professional opinion?
Let's just cross our fingers and hope it lasts 2 or 3 years. Without some major manipulation, sure doesn't look like it's going to go anywhere for the next 2 to 3 years, just on our low cow numbers alone. If we can keep some of this foreign box beef out of our country, then the American producer is definitely going to feel the rewards of it.
You and I were talking off air, and it seems, it feels like the demand for beef has not lessened any.
I would agree. I'm not sure how the American consumer's doing it. Maybe their love of beef is better than their love of junk food, and let's just hope that continues.
Better than their love of ho-hos, which I love, by the way, right? Yeah. We've been talking about this off air, too, how much we love ho-hos.
That's exactly right.
Okay, what's the most amazing thing, Corey, you've seen in the ring in 2025, and you've seen a lot of them, I'm sure. You travel to sale barns all across the beef belt. What's the most amazing thing, if you had to say?
There's several. I'm going to do the one that was my number one shock factor is the day that we weighed up a 2,300-pound bull, and I look up there, and he brings over $5,100 and some dollars. And to myself right then, I thought, wow, we've got slaughter bulls bringing $1,000 more than a semi-load of corn.
Incredible, isn't it? Yeah, you saw yesterday, we saw the $6,000 way up bull plateau get crossed. Looks like next week's going to be even better, and just a great time to be in the cattle biz, is it not?
Yes, I mean, the demand is out there by the American consumer. The demand's there from the feeder. They want possession of not only feeder cattle, but cows or feeding bulls. Feed's cheap. They're all counting on the upside.
Well spoken, by the way. iBuyCows.com is a genius marketing strategy. What would you take for that domain name, my friend?
Well, I never even had not thought about it till you asked that. I mean, I started it because it was catchy, and I started this venture on my page just to be transparent with the producers so they know what to expect on any given day at some of these sale barns in the Midwest.
Corey Klein, iBuyCows.com. Always a pleasure having you, my good friend, on America's Hot Barn Report. Keep up the good work.